Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just achieved a remarkable milestone in its energy transition journey, crossing the 520 gigawatt mark in total installed power capacity, with more than half of it now sourced from non-fossil fuels. This is a historic inflection point, marking the first time that non-fossil sources have surpassed fossil fuels in India's energy mix. What makes this significant is that, in less than 12 years, India has more than doubled its power capacity, an extraordinary infrastructure achievement. To put this into perspective, let us look at the numbers. In 2014, India's total installed capacity was around 250 gigawatts, with a renewable share of around 30%. By 2019, this had increased to around 356 gigawatts, with renewables growing rapidly. In 2022, the total capacity had reached at around 400 gigawatts, with solar power crossing the 60 gigawatt mark. And now, in 2026, India has surpassed the 520 gigawatt mark, with non-fossil sources accounting for more than 50% of the total. But why does this matter? It matters because India has set ambitious targets for itself, including a commitment to achieve 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, as part of its nationally determined contribution under the Paris Agreement. And it is worth noting that India is on track to meet this target, with its renewable energy capacity growing rapidly. So, what has driven this growth? One key factor has been the National Solar Mission, launched in 2010 under the National Action Plan on Climate Change. The mission set a target of 20 gigawatts of solar power by 2022, which was later revised to 100 gigawatts by 2022. Although this target was not met until 2023, it has played a crucial role in driving the growth of solar power in India. The current target is to achieve 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, and India is making rapid progress towards this goal. Another important initiative has been the PM Surya Ghar Yojana, launched in 2024, which aims to install rooftop solar power systems for 1 crore households, with capital subsidies ranging from 30,000 to 78,000 rupees per household, depending on the system size. This scheme has helped to democratize solar energy, moving beyond utility-scale projects to distributed generation. In addition, India has been developing green energy corridors, which are transmission infrastructure projects designed to evacuate renewable power from renewable-rich states such as Rajasthan, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, and Karnataka to demand centers. The first phase of the project, which involved the construction of 9,700 circuit kilometers of transmission lines, has been completed, and the second phase, which will add another 10,750 circuit kilometers, is currently underway. India has also been developing ultra-mega renewable energy parks, which are large-scale parks located in solar-rich desert and semi-arid regions. Notable examples include the Khavda Solar Park in Gujarat, which will be the world's largest solar park when completed, with a capacity of 30 gigawatts, and the Bhadla Solar Park in Rajasthan, which is currently the world's largest operating solar park, with a capacity of 2,245 megawatts. Competitive bidding has also played a crucial role in driving down the cost of renewable energy in India. The country's reverse auction mechanism for renewable power has driven solar tariffs down from over 12 rupees per unit in 2010 to under 2 rupees per unit in recent auctions, making India one of the cheapest sources of solar power in the world. Now, let us turn to India's climate commitments. As part of its nationally determined contribution under the Paris Agreement, India has committed to achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, reducing the emission intensity of its GDP by 45% by 2030, compared to 2005 levels, and achieving net zero emissions by 2070. India has updated its NDC in 2022 and submitted its biennial transparency report in 2024, which shows that the country is on track to meet its climate commitments. But what does this mean for India's energy security? Despite the growth of renewable energy, coal still accounts for around 70% of India's electricity generation. However, this is not the same as capacity, and India is working to reduce its dependence on coal. The country is also facing a just transition challenge as it seeks to balance its energy security needs with its climate commitments. Now, let us look at the global context. India has become a leader in renewable energy, ranking third globally in terms of installed capacity, after China and the United States. The country is also fourth globally in terms of wind power capacity and solar power capacity. The International Renewable Energy Agency, or IRENA, has recognized India as one of the top emerging markets for renewable energy investment, attracting around $15 billion in clean energy foreign direct investment annually. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the prelims and mains exams, particularly in the context of India's energy transition, climate commitments, and renewable energy policy. Remember this number, 520 gigawatts, which is India's total installed power capacity. Note this carefully, India's non-fossil share has surpassed 50% for the first time. This is a favorite prelims fact. India's renewable energy ranking is third globally, after China and the United States. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total installed capacity of India is more than 520 gigawatts. The non-fossil share is more than 50%, which is a historic first. The solar capacity has more than tripled in recent years, reaching over 100 gigawatts. India's renewable ranking is third globally, after China and the United States. The key targets to remember are 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, 45% reduction in emission intensity by 2030, and net zero emissions by 2070. The key schemes to note are the National Solar Mission, launched in 2010 under the National Action Plan on Climate Change, which targets 100 gigawatts of solar power, the PM Surya Ghar Yojana, which aims to install rooftop solar power systems for 1 crore households, and the Green Energy Corridors, which involve the construction of transmission lines to evacuate renewable power. The Bhadla Solar Park in Rajasthan is currently the world's largest operating solar park, with a capacity of 2,245 megawatts, and the Khavda Solar Park in Gujarat will be the world's largest solar park when completed, with a capacity of 30 gigawatts. The solar tariff journey has been remarkable, with prices falling from over 12 rupees per unit in 2010 to under 2 rupees per unit in recent auctions. The DISCOM problem is a significant challenge, with aggregate debt of around 6 lakh crore rupees and a need for structural reform. Other relevant facts include, India's electricity generation from coal is around 70%. Despite the growth of renewable energy, the Saubhagya scheme has connected 2.86 crore rural households, and IRENA is the International Renewable Energy Agency, which tracks global renewable energy capacity. In conclusion, India's achievement of crossing the 520 gigawatt mark in total installed power capacity, with more than half of it coming from non-fossil fuels, is a significant milestone in the country's energy transition journey. As India continues to grow its renewable energy capacity and reduce its dependence on fossil fuels, it is likely to play an increasingly important role in global efforts to address climate change.